This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Mount Carmel in the Snake Put in the Wabash River Valley. And Carlinville will kick it away. Lonnie Rosentrader has it teed up. His dad was part, Rick Rosentrader, part of that 1986 Carlinville team along with Quinn Steiner that came over here and saw their season end 14-7. And Quinn Steiner still remembers that ball game very vividly, he was telling me earlier today. So we are set to roll the first round of the 3A playoffs from Mount Carmel. Rosentrader, one of those short pooch kicks, angled towards the sideline, picked up there by Mount Carmel, and nowhere to go as Gage Kennard gets snowed under and good coverage by the Carlinville special teams unit. So Mount Carmel will start first and 10 inside their own 30 at the 28-yard line. The Cavalier defense, Clay Crow, Reed Kleeman, Ethan Trim, Colton Robinson, Christian Griffith on that defensive front, Ramey Lewis and Chase Michaels, your backers, Bobby Seal and Jack Kessinger in the secondary as the Cavaliers crowd the line of scrimmage. Caleb Appleby from shotgun. He's going to keep it himself straight ahead and nowhere to go. Michaels in the backfield immediately. Carlinville says the ball came out, but Appleby was down as Ethan Trim comes up with the football. Down by contact, but a loss on the play back to the 26-yard line. So a 2-yard loss. Good pressure early from the Carlinville front. Zeke Adra, Caleb Norick are the tailbacks. Kyle Klein, the tight end. Satchel Patberg and Bo Stipe, the wide receivers. Big offensive line for Mount Carmel. And the quarterback's big too, Carl. He's 6'7", 230 pounds as we have whistles and flags before the snap. Carlinville might have come across.
Looked like they did. Let's see if the call was from being drawn offside.
The initial signal is offside on Carlinville. Our referee is D. Wiley of Harrisburg. The linesman is Mark Sigler of El Dorado. The back judge, Ray DeMerritt of Fairfield. Rocky Hole of El Dorado, a line judge, and Bert Huber of Carmi is the umpire. He didn't have too long to go today. The offensive line for Mount Carmel, Eli Swanson's 240 pounds, a sophomore. T.J. Mobley, 210 pounds, a junior. Elliot Laws, 290 pounds, senior. Connor Lane, 210 pounds, senior. And Trent Raffery, a 245 pound senior. Second and 7 after Carlinville goes offside. They will hand to Hadra, running to the right. And he gets out to about the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and short for Mount Carmel. They will spot him right at the 35. Third and 3 for the Golden Aces. Sun-drenched field right now, 51 degrees at kickoff. A west wind at 16, but that might not be the same type of wind that's down on the field right now. We are down in the valley. Appleby from shotgun. They motion a man. They run into each other in the backfield, and Carlinville blows it up. Appleby ran into his motion
fumble.
Man. And Reed Kleeman picks it up, and the ball came out, and the Cavaliers get on top. Appleby ran right into his motion man, jarred the ball loose, and an early mistake for Mount Carmel, and the Cavaliers will have fantastic field position to start.
Gotta love that.
So with 10,
Christian Griffith, I believe, was the man who recovered the ball.
10-34 for the opening quarter. And the Cavaliers will start first and 10 at the Mount Carmel 34-yard line. Michael Byatts comes under center. They will hand to DeLong. Colton straight ahead. Hit but falls forward. And he picks up a couple of yards down to the 31. Up front, you have Tyler Reels at left tackle, 235-pound senior. Chase Michaels, the left guard, 180-pound junior. Christian Griffith, the center, who just recovered the fumble, 215-pound senior. Ethan Trim, the right guard, a 300-pound junior. And Zach Reed, the right tackle, 195-pound junior. You heard Colton DeLong's name there. Rushed for over 1,600 yards this year. His fullback is Colton Robinson. Aiden Ogle and Jeffrey Stufflebean are the starting wideouts. They will slip to Colton Robinson. He's straight ahead driving the pile, and he moves it nicely down to the Golden Aces 25-yard line, a gain of 6. Robinson can be a hard one to get on the ground, 6 foot, 220 pounds.
Good to see the Cavalier offensive line push back this defensive line for the Golden Aces.
Third and 2, I formation behind Byatts. He will come under center. This offense that changed for Garlandville, not quite midway through the year. DeLong takes the carry, straight ahead, has the Cavvy first down, holds onto the football, and he's down to the 20-yard line, a pickup of five. And Carthenville is into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. After they recover the fumble, three rushes, they pick up a first down.
All pretty much smash mouth right between the tackle running, too, by the Cavaliers.
Issue that ball at the 19, so give DeLong a gain of six there. Byatt's back under center, I formation. He will hand to Colton. DeLong hit in the backfield, does a nice job to create the contact, lower his shoulder, fall forward, and got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 from there. Going to set up second down and 10 for the Cavaliers. Clock running in the first quarter, 8 minutes and 35 seconds. From the Mount Carmel 19, Byatt's under center, I formation. Play action to DeLong. Byatt's rolling, looking, throws in the flat. Catch is made by Robinson. Colton turns it upfield. They take his legs out, but not before Robinson's inside the 15, but a flag on the play and a hold on the Cavvies. So instead of third and short inside the 15, going to be second down and long for Carthenville. So that flag is resting at the Mount Carmel 22-yard line right now. Well, Mount Carmel pretty much filled up all those bleachers, Carl.
Yes, they did.
Now, do you want to go run those 120 steps before we get out of here today?
Boy, that'd be a good punishment for a high school kid, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. The holding penalty takes it back to the Mount Carmel 32-yard line.
Since you got up, down, and three different bleach or three different steps, sections, oof, you'd have to do all of them.
Yeah, the coach tells you to go run stairs here. You want to go find something else to do immediately. I formation behind Byatt's. Second and 23. Little hard count. Mount Carmel stays onside. Now Byatt's might be changing the play. He relays it to his backs, Robinson and DeLong. Robinson lined up as fullback. Byatt's will hand off to DeLong. Colton hit, bounces off, still on his feet, carries inside the 30, down to about the 27-yard line, picks up 5 yards. It's still going to be third and long. That holding penalty really put Carlinville behind the chains here on their opening drive after they recovered a fumble on Mount Carmel's first possession. And you would think this will be four down territory for the Cavaliers. Third and about 18. Byatt's back under center, I formation. He will hand to DeLong. Colton tries to bounce outside, and he's able to carry inside the 25 down to about the 24. It's going to be fourth down from the Mount Carmel 24-yard line. Still behind the original line of scrimmage. They had first and 10 at the 19. That holding penalty set him back to the 32-yard line. It's now going to be fourth down and about 16 to go. And Chad Easterday wants an early timeout to talk it over. 7:04 for the opening quarter of play. No score. Carthenville has 4th and 16 when we come back to the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Back here at Mount Carmel, Carthenville facing 4th and 16 at the Golden Aces 24-yard line. Pena leading Redbuds 7-0 early, and Williamsville all over St. Joe Ogden 33-6. Cavvies trying to strike first here in Mount Carmel. Byatt's little play action. Going to roll to his right. He's going to be pressured, gets away, and now he's going to be sacked back about the 27-yard line. He escaped the initial pressure, but then had nowhere to go, and Carl, good coverage in the secondary created that.
Good coverage and not willing to make that turnover possibility. Byatt's just took the sack. Well, Cavaliers had a good little drive, Tim, after a turnover, but you hate to see them miss that opportunity. The holding call was the key of that drive.
Yeah, they had picked up a first down with three rushes, and then the holding penalty set them back, and they weren't able to get back on schedule. So the Golden Aces defense avoids early points after the turnover. Mount Carmel takes back over possession at their own 27-yard line. Kyle Appleby, the 6'7" quarterback from shotgun, straight back. He's going to set up a little screen pass caught by Hadra, and he's got some space and blocking at the 40 in midfield. And he is caught from behind. The ball comes out, but Hadra was down has the tackle made by Bobby Seale. He caught him from behind. They set that screen up beautifully. Let the Carletonville defensive line come right at Appleby. The blocking was in front, and then Hadrett able to cut it up the middle of the field. Carries across the 50 down to the Carletonville 49-yard line. In 28.
Hadra's one to watch, obviously, besides their quarterback.
He's 6'7", 230 pounds, just a junior. Appleby will hand it off to Bo Stipp, running to the right, and makes a man miss. And on the far side of the field, he is out of bounds after a nice gain on first down. They will mark him just outside the 40 at the 41, a gain of 8. And it's going to set up second down and short. Couple of big plays for Mount Carmel here on their second possession after they fumbled to start the ball game. Second and 3 from the 41 of the Cavaliers. Appleby again from shotgun. Two receivers to the left. Hadra in the backfield. They will give to Zeke Hadra. Nope, the ball is out. They faked it to Hadra on the ground again, but Mount Carmel gets on top of it. There were no cavies in the area. Recovered back at the 45. They tried a little misdirection that time and the ball came out. And at least early, Carl from Mount Carmel, the ball security is spotty.
Spotty indeed. Is comes out twice this early in the first quarter.
It is a, I guess you want to call it a chilly day, breezy day, but not cold enough to where it should be too hard to handle the football. Third and 7 now from the Carletonville 45. Appleby rolls to his left, hands to Hadron. He's got nowhere to go. He is blown up in the backfield. Has great penetration that time from Ethan Trim. Throws Hadra for a loss. Back across midfield at the Mount Carmel 47 across. That's the second time we've seen Trim in the backfield here in the early stages.
Getting in there with some abundance of power, too, as he ran over Hadra.
He's the Southwestern transfer, 6'3", 300 pounds, just a junior. And now Appleby back to punt. DeLong will wait to return. He stands around his own 15. The snap is a high one to Appleby. He booms it. Good kick. DeLong going to let it bounce, and it's going to take a Golden Aces roll and wind up right around the 10-yard line. So a good punt from Kyle Appleby, but a good job by the Carletonville defense. After a couple of big plays, had Mount Carmel set up first and 10 at the Carletonville 41-yard line. Some negative plays, and then, of course, the big play really that killed the momentum for Mount Carmel there was when they put the ball on the ground again.
Ball on the ground and hitting them in the backfield has been Carletonville's key to the defense.
Cavies come out for the second time. They started their first drive at the Mount Carmel 33. They start this drive at their own 10. So a little different field position. And their first go around. Byatt's under center. I formation behind him. Byatt will hand to Colton DeLong. DeLong tries to get outside and he's unable to do it. Lost the yard back inside the 10 at the 9. Golden Ace is doing a good job early of setting the edge and keeping Carletonville in check. The Carletonville successful runs have come on the inside. Cavaliers have yet to been able to get to the outside. Second and 11. And this is a spot in the field, Carl, where Carletonville, if nothing else, needs to pick up at least one first down.
Yeah, ideally, get out from under the shadow of your goalposts.
I formation. They will give to DeLong. Colton puts his foot in the ground, makes one guy miss, and then three maroon jerseys able to corral him. No gain on the play there. Going to be third down and 11. 4 minutes, 15 seconds for the opening quarter. No score between Carletonville and Mount Carmel here at the Snake Pit in the Wabash River Valley. Quite the venue here at Mount Carmel. Under center goes Byatts. He will hand to DeLong, Colton DeLong, straight up the gut. And he carries out to about the 15-yard line, but it's going to be well short of the first down, and the Cavies will have to punt. Carl, when we got here, we parked in the parking lot by the school and walked up. We were at the top of those bleachers across the way, and, boy, you're a long way up there.
You are. I mean, you have two view booths way up there, too, and it's nice view, but they're so far away.
Mount Carmel did not have a return man back. Rosentrader gets off a low line drive kick. It takes a bounce at the 50 and takes a Cavvy roll inside of the 45, and Mount Carmel will take over at their own 44-yard line. You're up so high, it's almost like you're looking at coaches' film from that angle.
Yeah.
When you're up that high, though, you can really get a sense of the angles and the holes being created. The press box sits much lower. We're not more than, I don't know, 20 feet off the ground,
right,
probably.
About like the first row over there.
Third possession for Mount Carmel. Appleby from shotgun. And we've got whistles before the snap. Flags come out. It's going to be on Mount Carmel. The initial signal was against the Golden Aces. Kyle Appleby, 6'7", 230 pounds. That's a big quarterback at the high school level for a small school. The false start puts the ball back inside the 44 at the 39.
Might play a little basketball, you think?
There's a good chance of that. I think I saw they had a state banner for 2017 in basketball. State runners-up, I do believe. If you're looking for North Mac Vandalia, that game's on AM 1540 and FM 106.9, also streaming at WSMIRadio.com. First and 15, Appleby pressured, and he sacked.
Back lost the ball
balls
again.
Out again down at the 35.
They're going to whistle
it down. Third time, Appleby's put the ball on the turf. Colton Robinson was in on that sack for the Cavvies. They are getting great pressure early, setting the tone.
Yeah, they've been in the backfield a few plays. Now, they got burned on one pass, but that's about it.
Little screen pass, went for a gain of 28. But other than that, they have, as Carl said, been in the backfield wreaking havoc. Second and 19. Ball spotted just inside Mount Carmel's own 35-yard line. Hadra off the left shoulder of Appleby. He works from shotgun. He will. Fake to Hadra. Oh, gets away from a tackle, and he's loose right down the middle of the field. And he has the Mount Carmel first down as he lowers his shoulder. And he is into Carlinville territory inside the 40 at the 39-yard line. Yeah, Carlinville bit on the fake to Hadra that time. Right up the gut.
The big quarterback, once he gets motoring, is hard to bring down, it looks like.
Gain of 26 that time for Appleby. He looked for the contact there. If he could have made one guy miss, he might have had six. First and 10. They will give to Hadra this time. That's the play they just faked to him, and he runs right. And Carlinville shuts it down after a gain of about four. Hadra will be down at the 35. It'll be second down there for Mount Carmel. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Been a good opening quarter on both sides. Windy day here at Mount Carmel. You look at the flags across the way at the top of those bleachers, and they're blowing two different directions. Appleby from shotgun. Hadra off his left shoulder. It'll be a pass for Appleby. They're going to set the screen up again, and Carlinville snuffs it out this time. Great job by Joe Lewis. Makes the open field tackle on Hadra. As if Lewis doesn't make that play, Carl, it's a big gainer.
If Lewis does not make that play, he has three blockers and not any Cavalier defenders in front of him.
Lewis did a great job to knife his way through, and you can tell he paid attention in film study this week. He was ready for that. Third and 10 for Mount Carmel. That was a loss of four on the play. Hadra lines up off the right shoulder of Kyle Appleby. Three receivers stacked in the right slot. They will fake to Hadra. Going to throw out to the right. The catch is made there. Carlinville has it covered up. The Satchel Patberg ran into his own man after he made a Cavalier defender miss, and it'll be fourth down.
Big assist on Mount Carmel. Offensive player as he stuffed his own running back.
And Mount Carmel's put the ball on the ground three times, lost one of the fumbles, and then ran into their own man there. I don't think they were going to get the first down anyway, Carl, because the Cavies did have it
right
pretty good. But still, when you run into your own man.
And that pretty much stopped him in his shoes right there.
Fourth and 9 at the Cavvy 38-yard line. And this is the spot on the field where a lot of times you'll see a high school team go for it. No score, and Mount Carmel can wait just a moment. Now they're going to take a timeout as the play clock was down, the game clock down to just 8 seconds for the opening quarter. The Golden Aces take a timeout. They have 4th and 9 at the Carthenville 38. You're listening to the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Mount Carmel in the Wabash River Valley. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this 3A first-round game between Carthenville and Mount Carmel. Just 8 seconds remain in the opening quarter. No score. 4th and 9 for the Golden Aces at the Cavvy 38, and they will line up to go. Appleby from shotgun going to roll to his right. Plants, throws, catch is made on the far sideline. Loose is stepped into the end zone for the Golden Aces. Touchdown on 4th and 8. On what will be the final play of the first quarter. A 38-yard touchdown on 4th down.
Did not have the rush this time, Tim, and there wasn't many defensive backs back there. No one was covering Stiff.
He was kind of hanging out on that far sideline, and one of the Cavs just lost sight of him. Loudermilk on for the extra point try through the south upright, booms it through, and on the final play of the first quarter, Mount Carmel strikes first. They lead Carthenville 7-0. 1 quarter in the books. This is the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. On the final play of the first quarter on 4th and 8, Mount Carmel into the end zone. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 6 plays, 56 yards in 3 minutes and 22 seconds. A 38-yard touchdown from Kyle Appleby to Bo Stipp. Extra point good. 7-0 Mount Carmel on the final play of the first quarter. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. So the Golden Aces, an early 7-0 lead. That was a good first quarter, Carl, on both sides.
It was, and you can't really have a feel. It seems like Mount Carmel is just living on big plays where Carthenville had a little established running game, but penalty stopped their drive, and we'll see what second quarter brings.
Quarter that saw Mount Carmel put the football on the ground 3 times, lost one of those fumbles, but Carthenville couldn't capitalize when they started at the Mount Carmel 33. As Carl said, a holding penalty set them back.
Now the defense has been in the backfield of Mount Carmel most of the game, has the Cavaliers, but not on the play they needed to be on that one. The quarterback, Appleby, had all day to pass.
Reese Loudermilk tees it up at the 40. And he drives it low with force just in front of the goal line, hauled in there by Bobby Seal out across the 20-25. Keeps his feet alive, dives out across the 30. A nice return for Bobby Seal. So he kind of just squirted free and carries out across the 30 to the 31. And that's where the Cavaliers will start their third drive of the ball game. They've started at the Mount Carmel 33. They started their second drive at their own 10 and went 3 and out. Mount Carmel then took the ensuing possession down the field for a touchdown. See if the Carthenville running attack can get something going here on this sequence. I formation, Robinson the fullback, DeLong the tailback. Byatt's under center. He will hand to DeLong. Colton straight ahead, plows his way out to the 35-yard line. Gain of 4. It'll be 2nd and 6 from there. As we look at the field, Carthenville going from our right to our left towards the south end zone.
So Colton DeLong's had 10 carries so far, Tim, 32 yards. So they're doing a good job of keeping his average way down. Let's see if he can up that to the 5-plus is where he wants to be.
Mount Carmel crowding the line of scrimmage. Again, I formation for Byatts and the Cavaliers. He will motion Jeraven Johnson across the formation. They'll slip it to Robinson straight up the gut. And Colton Robinson going to be stacked up and driven back. His forward progress should have him at the 39-yard line. Gain of about 4. They're going to actually mark it back at the 38. Call it a pickup of 3. 3rd down for Carthenville, and it's early. A lot of time left. Obviously 10:50 for the first half. But this feels like a time where Carthenville really needs to pick up a first down. Mount Carmel just scored. You don't want to go 3 and out and give them the football right back. I formation. DeLong the deep back. Play clock at 10. Cavvy's at the line. Byatts will give to Robinson, and Colton is hit in the backfield, nowhere to go. He lost a yard back at the 37 as Mount Carmel shut it down, and the Cavaliers will have to punt on fourth down. Good job by that Mount Carmel defensive front up there. Brant Sahani was in on that stop. They were in the backfield on the handoff. Rosentrader now stands just inside his own 30. A low kick. It's going to take a good Carlinville roll. Again, no returner for Mount Carmel. That ball is going to roll all the way inside the 15 and wind up at the 10.
You got to love that roll. Well, nobody back there for Mount Carmel, and he just hit a little quick hard line drive down the field, and it kept skipping all the way down.
That must be a Mount Carmel special teams philosophy, not to have anybody back to return. They don't worry about it because both punts, they haven't had anybody, and you wouldn't be worried about a fake in that spot of the field. And because of the no return man, the ball rolls all the way down to the 10-yard line. So the Cavaliers flip the field position, and now we'll see if the Cavy defense can get a three and out and get the football back in a good spot. 7-0 Mount Carmel. They scored on a fourth down and eight play on the final play of the first quarter. It was a 38-yard touchdown from Appleby to Bo Stipp. Appleby at 6'7", operates from shotgun. He's going to throw. Looking down the sideline, and it is caught. Oh, what a catch. The coverage was there. The throw was perfect, and the catch was fantastic. Satchel Patberg on the reception out across the 40-yard line, a gain of 30.
That one was just right on the money, Tim. Perfect pass.
Good defense, better throw. Singled up out there, and as a defender, there's not much more you can do than what was done.
He was there. Actually had an arm right in front of him, but could not break it up.
9:35 for the first half. A 31-yard pass play on first down from their own 10. They will give to Hadrinal. Fake to Hadrinal. Appleby straight up the gut. Makes the man miss, and he's loose inside the Carlinville 40 at the 30 and the 20. He is down the sideline, dives into the end zone for the touchdown. Appleby on a 59-yard quarterback keeper. Well, you can see it on his first run, Carl, that he was going to be a load to get down, and he was right there.
He doesn't seem to have that first very fast step or two when he's throwing the ball. He's been hit in the backfield. But, boy, if he gets a couple steps going, he's got some speed and just a lot of, well, size. It's hard to hit him and knock him down.
Two plays, 90 yards, and a touchdown. Loudermilk on for the PAT, booms it through and almost goes seemingly off the roof of the concession stand over there. So a quick strike for Mount Carmel, and they lead Carlinville 14-0. We'll come back with the Golden Aces kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Two plays, 90 yards, a 59-yard quarterback keeper for Kyle Appleby. Extra point good, 14-0. Took just 36 seconds to cover those 90 yards. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854. This ball is squibbed down the deep down the middle of the field, picked up at the 15. Bobby Seal hurdles a man, and he's out across the 40-yard line. The second nice return for Bobby Seal in a row as he gets out to the Carlinville 42. And, Carl, that ball, it comes off almost spinning sideways the way that Loudermilk kicks it.
Yeah, he has a strange kick, and it keeps it fairly low too, but it comes, like you say, sideways instead of end over end.
Bobby Seal has given Carlinville some good field position, and now the Cavaliers really need to get something going offensively. Just like that, they're down 14-0.
Yeah, they do indeed. They've showed a little signs of running game, but they're going to have to win that line of scrimmage battle again like they did early.
Eye formation for Byatts. DeLong is the deep back. They will give to Lewis running left, and he's going to turn it upfield, get what he can. Mount Carmel had it covered well as Lewis picks up maybe 1 yard. Nope, they're going to give him no gain on the play. And the way it's shaping up right now, Carl, it looks like Carlinville has a seam and they wind up with no yards or lose a yard. Second and 10 for the Cavies from their own 42. Clock running, 8:40 for the first half of play. Byatt's under center with an eye formation behind him. He will give to DeLong. Colton DeLong had a seam, but it closed quickly. as he dives out across to the Cavvy 45, a gain of three, and another third and long.
Third and long's the problem. Not a good thing for the Cavaliers is third and long.
They've been in third and long seemingly every time they've had the football tonight. Mount Carmel fumbled the first possession of the game. Cavaliers took over at the Golden Aces 33, picked up a quick first down, then a holding penalty set them back, turned it over on downs, and since that time, a pair of punts. They've gone three and out the last two times they've had possession. Three backs in the backfield, and the
Cavaliers moved
up front. The left side of the offensive line was all moving early. That's going to move the football back to the 40, and instead of third and seven, it's going to be third and 12.
Thank goodness that's not marked off per player. But jumped offside.
Yeah, they had the whole left side of the line.
Whole left side went. Right side was right and left side was wrong,
I guess. You stand out less than a crowd, I suppose.
But they simultaneously all jumped.
They all had the same snap count.
They did.
This wasn't the right one. Power set for the Cavaliers. Third and a dozen from their own 40. By its motions,
oh boy,
Noggle.
Did it again.
And
I don't think. Yeah, they got
it. Noggle was moving forward before the snap. He ended up in a deep post pattern, but he was moving forward before the snap. That's another motion penalty, going to move him back to their own 35-yard line.
Well, these are unforced errors by the Cavalier offensive line right now.
Uncharacteristic. That one went on the wideout Aiden Noggle, though.
Well, I seen linemen do it at the same time.
So they had multiple people moving again then.
So you had two that time. One on the right side of the line and the receiver, like you say, Noggle.
Columbia normally does not beat themselves, so uncharacteristic here early. Third and 17. Noggle will motion. Byatts will play action. Rolls to his left. He's going to throw, and it is picked off. Boy, what a play. Just coming right over the top of the intended target that time, Jeff Niedzimankowski, and the interception goes to Zach Allen. Wow.
Seeing some good athletes on this Mount Carmel team, aren't we? The Golden Aces are showing why they are 8-1 right now.
And that was a heck of a play. The throw was fine. Just
yeah, it's on target. Well, you know, your receiver is supposed to come back to the ball. But in this case, the defender just jumped him, jumped the route, and took it.
Well, we saw Appleby throw a perfect ball against good defense for a big play. And then right there, the ball was fine, just better defense on the play.
Kevler's done a good job against Hadera.
Mount Carmel starts at the Carlinville 44. Appleby going to throw it out in the flat.
Except
catch made by Hadera, and they get him down. That was Joe Lewis with the tackle, but out before Hadera gets down to the Cavvy 36-yard line.
Yeah, they've stopped his running ability so far in the game. He's carried the ball three times for just 3 yards, but that's his third reception, and now he's got, looks like, 32 yards in the air.
And a big Appleby run came after they faked it to Hadera. Second and one for Mount Carmel from the Cavvy 36.
Yeah, like I say, the Cavvies have done a good job of stopping Hadera, but that's it so far.
Inside of 7 minutes for the first half, bit of a danger time here for the Cavvies. They fake to Hadera. Appleby throws it out in the flat. Catch is made there and loose as Bo Stipp again down the sideline with blocking. And he is finally brought down, but not before he gets all the way to the Cavvy 10, a gain of 26. And Mount Carmel is back into the Seavers Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Basically a scoreless first quarter. Mount Carmel scored in the last play of the opening quarter. They've added another touchdown since, and now they're threatening for more, looking for touchdowns on three straight possessions after a fumble and a punt to start their day.
Appleby already thrown now for 126 yards with all seven completed passes.
First and goal at the 10, and Mount Carmel wants to talk it over. 6:22 for the first half. The Golden Aces of Mount Carmel lead Carlinville 14-0, and they are threatening for more when we come back to Mount Carmel High School following these messages on WUSMI. Following the Golden Aces timeout, Appleby rolling right. The catch is made by Stipp, dives for the pylon, and he is out of bounds at the one.
A lot of groans across the field, but this is the farthest away from then as it could possibly be, and it's right at the goal line.
He must have said his knee was down because the ball definitely
right. He hit the pylon. Yeah.
Second and goal at the one.
What was the gain on
nine?
Nine there.
Cavies need Mount Carmel to put the ball on the ground again. Kyle Appleby, he is a load, just a junior, 6'7", 230 pounds. We've seen the legs, we've seen the arm. And he will hand off to Hadra. And did the Cavies keep him out? Yes.
Believe so. Not even.
I think Ramey Lewis came in there and cleaned it up at the end. It'll be third and goal from the one. And you would sure expect this to be four down territory if you're Mount Carmel. Two cracks to get a yard and a three-touchdown lead.
Boy, as big as their quarterback is, you kind of wonder why they don't just go under center and sneak it in.
Yeah, he hasn't been under center. He'll be out of shotgun again. Appleby will hand to Hadra, running left. Oh, they had him in the backfield. He got loose, raced to the corner, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Reed Kleeman had a chance at him, but couldn't get him down as Hadra finds the end zone to make it 20-0 Mount Carmel.
Difference between third and five and touchdown right there was he just couldn't get him down.
Comes at the 5:34 mark of the second quarter, and this has all happened quickly for Carthenville. Three touchdowns in a row for Mount Carmel. Now Loudermilk on for the extra point, kicking towards the north end zone. Snap back, hold down. Kick is up, plenty of leg, right down central. And with 5:34 to play in the first half, Mount Carmel has jumped Carthenville 21-0. The Golden Aces lead back to the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings Drive summary. Five plays, 44 yards after the interception, a minute and 52 seconds, a one-yard touchdown run from Zeke Hadra makes it 21-0 after Loudermilk's extra point. Three possessions in a row with a touchdown. It all started on the last play of the first quarter. Now a little more than midway through the second quarter, and it is 21-0 Mount Carmel. Little squib kick down the far sideline. Bobby Seal picks it up off the Bermuda turf and runs out to about the 23-yard line. That scoring recap brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carthenville since 1854. So the Cavaliers will take over first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. They have had a tough go of it here offensively since that opening drive. They ran three plays. Their first three plays resulted in a first down, and they wound up with a holding penalty that set them back, and they have not been able to get much going since that time. This Mount Carmel defense has been controlling the point of attack. Byatts will hand off. DeLong tries to make a man miss, and then he's wrapped up quickly by a host of maroon jerseys. He gets out across the 25 to about the 27 for a gain of four.
Colton's been held 239 yards in 12 carries. Tim, he had a six-yard gain early. That was in that opening drive, and that's his longest run, so he has not broken anything so far in this game.
Second down in about six for Carthenville. Offset eye behind Byatts. He will give to DeLong. He's going to run to the right, and again, just nothing there as DeLong fights for everything he can get. He gets maybe 1 yard. Give him two out to the 29. That is hard fought, though, as he's just running right into a wall of maroon shirts. Golden helmets and maroon shirts clogging the running lanes right now for the Cavies. Face third and about five. Down 21-0. Clock running 4:23 for the first half. Offset eye again behind Byatts. He will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong straight ahead, plows his way. He's going to be short of the first down. He's across the 30 at the 32, a gain of three, and the Cavaliers will have to punt. So another three and out. Their third three and out.
Had an interception, of course, in the drive before. But, yeah, the offense is not in clicking right now.
Nobody back again for Mount Carmel. Rosentrader gets away a nice punt, takes a
Cavie
bounce.
Gets a good bounce again.
Hit just outside the 30, going to roll inside the 20. So every Cavalier punt, Mount Carmel has not had a return man back. Of course, it hasn't hurt them because the last time they started at their own 10 following a Cavalier punt, two plays later they were in the end zone for a touchdown. 3:44 for the first half.
The Cavaliers' offense, Tim, just has been out of sync. Remember the drive before this one? Their offensive line kept moving, causing 5-yard penalties. And That time it was third and at least manageable, but still they weren't able to break a big enough hole for DeLong to get a first down.
21-0 Mount Carmel. Three straight possessions with touchdowns. They've had big plays on all of these drives.
A lot of 20-plus yard plays by Mount Carmel right now.
Appleby fakes the handoff to Hadra. Straight up the gut again. He's loose again right down the middle of the field. He's looking for contact, and he finds it as he gets out across midfield. Another big run.
It is scary when the quarterback gets in the open field, and it's like he's looking for someone to hit.
Gain of 31.
But it's 6'7".
230.
I guess he's kind of a big fullback at heart, too.
Two receivers come to the right side of the formation for Mount Carmel. First and 10 at their own 49-yard line. Appleby will hand to Hadra straight ahead, crosses the 50, and he is down at the Cavi 48. Gain of 3. It'll bring up second and about 7. And they have faked that sweep to Hadra, and then Appleby on two, maybe three separate occasions has ran right up the middle of the field for big yards. And there's been no one around him until he's well down the field. And gave him the 47, so officially it'll be second and 6. They fake to Hadra. They throw it out in the flat to Stipp. This has been a successful play. It works again. Stipp down the sideline. Stays in bounds with the hurdle. Gets a block. Cuts it back, and he's into the end zone for the Golden Aces touchdown. Wow. Mount Carmel's getting out into space and making things happen. That's a 47-yard touchdown.
Is that Stipe again?
That was Stipp. Stipp. On the 47-yard touchdown. He had a 38-yard touchdown on the final play of the first quarter. That started this avalanche of points. 2:35 for the first half. Loudermilk will be on for the extra point try. Snap back, hold down. Kick is up, and it is good. It is all Mount Carmel here in the first half. They lead Carthenville 28-0. You're listening to the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Three plays, 82 yards in 69 seconds, a 47-yard touchdown from Kyle Appleby to Bo Stipp. Extra point from Loudermilk, good. 28-0 Mount Carmel with 2:35 to play in the first half. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. So, Carl, two plays, 90 yards, three plays, 82 yards for two of their four touchdowns.
Yeah, and no answer for Appleby at all.
Loudermilk's kick has a left turn to it, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it's been big plays, Carl. The little screen passes have hurt, and then the quarterback keeper right up the middle has hurt.
Caleb Appleby's 9 for 9 for 182 yards. Two touchdowns, and he's rushed now for 110 yards. So he has definitely personally taken over this football game.
With 8 seconds to go in the first quarter, it was no score, and Mount Carmel had a 4th and 8 at their own 38-yard line. Since that time, they've done nothing but score touchdowns. It's 28-0.
It seems forever since the Cavs have gotten a first down.
It's been a while. You have to go back to their first series. They have just one first down on the day. High formation, little play action. Byatt's rolling. He's in trouble in the backfield. He's going to be slung down for a loss. Cade Newkirk with the sack as Byatt just couldn't get away, and he's brought down at the Cavalier 27-yard line. So a big loss. On the play, sets up 2nd and long. That was a loss of 8. Byatts will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong goes straight ahead, drags a tackler out across the 30 to about the 32 for a gain of 5. And another 3rd and long. And boy, that has been
name of the game for the Cavaliers now. Some of it self-inflicted with penalties.
On that first drive, for sure. But since that time, Carl, they have just not been able to get anything going on 1st or 2nd down. Give the Mount Carmel defense credit. They are getting after it right now. Hand off to DeLong, straight ahead. Colton, a little bit of a seam, dives out across the 40 to the 41-yard line, a few yards shy of a first down, and this might be a spot where Carlinville has to go for it. This is one of those tough decisions. There's only about 80 seconds left in the first half. You're down 28 points. You have fourth and short at your own 41-yard line, and the Cavaliers want to talk it over. 28-0, Mount Carmel leading Carlinville. We'll come back to Mount Carmel High School following these messages on WSMI. After the timeout, the Cavies will punt. The Golden Aces have a return man back, but it goes over the head of Aiden Gill, and another nice punt from Lonnie Rosentrader.
I mean, truthfully, they've been losing 15 to 20 yards on the carry on the punt. That time they had a man back, but it went over his head anyway, and he had to let it just bounce again.
Well, it hasn't affected him too much.
No, they have, like I say, put up numbers that are scary right now. The quarterback, Gable Appleby's thrown nine for nine passing, 182 yards, two touchdowns. He's run for 110 yards in this game, and that was after he was sacked three times in the first couple series.
Yeah, he was sacked, put the ball on the ground three times.
Right.
Since then, though, he's been flawless.
So he started with three carries, negative 8 yards, and has now zoomed it up to 110 on the positive side.
He got that first big play, and it almost just kind of settled it down, gave him a little bit of confidence. He hasn't looked back since. They will give to Hadron. Carlinville has it blown up in the backfield. That's the first time we've seen them make a play in the backfield in quite some time. They spent most of that opening quarter in the backfield. Then Mount Carmel started getting big plays. Carlinville maybe back on their heels ever so slightly.
Well, they've done a number on Hadra. A man that averages a lot of yards. So he's going to be in the negatives almost in seven carries.
It's a loss of about 6 yards inside the 10 at the 8.
So seven carries, Hadra, 1 yard. Cavaliers definitely wanted to stop him, but the problem is they're not stopping the quarterback at all.
Appleby from shotgun. He will hand it off inside, and Hadra again bottled up after a short gain, not back to the original line of scrimmage, gets 2 yards to the 10 as we are nearing the end of the first half. There's 10 seconds left in the first half of play. A second quarter dominated by Mount Carmel. Their first touchdown technically at the end of the first quarter, but on the last play of the first quarter, they got their first touchdown. They added three more in the second quarter, and we have reached halftime with the Mount Carmel Golden Aces leading the Carlinville Cavaliers 28-0. You're listening to the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Welcome back to the Snake Pit here at Mount Carmel, and do the Cavaliers have a comeback in them? We're about to find out. They're down 28-0, four straight possessions with touchdowns in that first half for Mount Carmel. After the first quarter was basically played to a scoreless draw, the Golden Aces scored in the final play of the first quarter. Three more touchdowns in the second quarter. Big plays from their quarterback, Caleb Appleby, with his legs and his arm, have Mount Carmel up four touchdowns as they get set to kick it off to the Cavaliers to get the second half underway. In North Mac Vandalia live on AM 1540 and FM 106.9, online at WSMIRadio.com. Scoreless at the half in Vandy. Bobby Seal, Jeraven Johnson back deep for Carlinville as Laudermilk drives it, and that's going out of bounds. Or did it get into the end zone? This is going to be close, and it is a touchback. Whew, just snuck it inside the pylon. So Cavaliers will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, trailing by four touchdowns. Just one first down in that first half, and it came on their first series of the ball game.
Biggest gain was Colton DeLong near his last carry, 9 yards, but that was when it was third and extremely long again after a quarterback sack.
So here we go. Comeback's got to start somewhere. Might as well be now. Byatt's under center. DeLong is the tailback. They will pitch right to DeLong. Here comes Colton running to the right. He's down the sideline, has a big gain, steps out of bounds at around the Carlinville 40. So a good first play from scrimmage for Carlinville out of the locker room. Move the chains, and they have a first down.
And obviously the longest carry of the ball game for the Cavaliers.
When he just stepped out, He carried out across the 35 for the 36 for a gain of 16. DeLong is the tailback. Byatt's back under center. First and 10, Cavies. Byatt's will hand to DeLong. Colton hit in the backfield, sheds the first defender, then has his legs taken out there by Brant Selhani. And it'll be second down after no gain on that carry. Second and 10. Just underway, third quarter. As the Cavaliers huddle up, now they come to the line of scrimmage. Plenty of time on the play clock. It's at 15. Game clock at 11:20 for the third quarter. Byatts takes the snap. He will give it to Robinson. Boy, he's hit immediately in the backfield. Nowhere to go. And once again, the Mount Carmel defense stacks it up at the point of attack. They have done a wonderful job of controlling the line of scrimmage here today. It'll be third down and long after no gain. So a gain of 16 on the first snap, and then two runs shut down for no gain. Third and 10 for the Cavaliers. They need to get out across their own 45, closer to the 47 than the 46. I formation behind Byatts. Tight formation for Carthenville. They will fake the pitch. They hand it off running left as Dustin Roberts, and he carries out to the 40-yard line, gain of four, and it'll be fourth down. Cavaliers will have to punt. So a drive that started with promise, a 16-yard gainer for Colton DeLong. Three running plays later, Cavaliers into punt formation. Mount Carmel will send someone back. That is Patberg. As Rosentrader gets away, a nice kick goes right to Patberg, calls it in at the 27. Puts his foot in the ground at the 35, and he is down at the 37. Mount Carmel gets the football back. Carmelville picks up one first down, but no more. And the Golden Aces take back over possession at their own 37-yard line.
Cable Appleby with 293 total yards. Only needs seven to get over the 300-yard mark.
He's been a handful today, to say the least. A couple of those big gashing runs right up the middle, and you could just see the combination of the power and the speed. Tough to get down when he gets loose. He will hand to Hadra. He turns the corner, bounces outside, has the Mount Carmel first down, down the sideline, push out of bounds. On the Golden Aces sideline, Hadra picks up the first down as he is out of bounds at the Carthenville 45. Gain of 18.
Hadra, the one player the Cavaliers pretty much dominated. He only had 3 yards rushing in that first half, but there he picks up his biggest gain of the game.
A couple of those
18.
Times they faked to him, and it opened up big holes for Appleby right up the gut. Here is a handoff to Hadra. Spins away from a tackle upstairs, and he falls forward down close to the 40. Nice gain on first down. She gets inside the 40 at the 39. Mount Carmel, 8-1 on the year, played three schools from Indiana. They had been in a conference over in Indiana till recently, and then when the new district proposal came about for the IHSA, they got out of that Indiana league and became an independent. Second down and four for Mount Carmel. Appleby from shotgun fakes to Hadger. A little play action. He's going to throw deep. Kessinger has the coverage, and the ball is overthrown, looking for Laudermilk there, but Kessinger had good coverage in the play. We've seen Appleby beat good coverage with some good throws here today.
And that for Appleby is his first incompletion.
The sun is out here at Mount Carmel. You get a workout when you're on that far set of bleachers over there, 120 steps to get from the top to the bottom. It's not a wide set of bleachers, just two columns of bleachers from about the 40 to the 40, but it is a hike to get to the top. Here is Appleby, rolls to his left and hands to Hadra, and he carries straight up the middle. He'll be short of the line to gain. It'll be fourth down and about a yard. Mount Carmel will keep the offense on the field, and they will go, leading 28 to nothing. Fourth down and a short two. And the Cavaliers jumped. Hard count from Appleby, and the Cavaliers came across the line. Been one of those days for Carthenville.
Fifth penalty, 30 yards in penalties compared to Mount Carmel's 1 for 5.
Mount Carmel started a bit sloppy. They fumbled their third snap of the game, had the ball on the ground two more times in that opening quarter. Had a situation where a Mount Carmel receiver ran into his own blocker. But since that time, it's been all Golden Aces. So Cavaliers jump offsides, a free first down for Mount Carmel. And we have whistles before the snap now. This is going to be on Mount Carmel. False start on the Golden Aces. So that'll move them back 5 yards to the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 15 from there. Carthenville, of course, started 1-3 into the year with 5 straight wins. Find themselves down 28-0 here in the third quarter. About 8.5 to play in the quarter. Appleby sets up a little screen. Caught by Stipp. Boy, the speed. He's loose down the seam. It's a touchdown. Man, that kid's fast. Bo Stipp, the junior wideout.
Third touchdown catch of this football game. And really, all three of them have been him eluding a tackler and then just outrunning him.
At the 8:25 mark of the third quarter. 5 straight possessions with touchdowns for Mount Carmel. Laudermilk on for the extra point try towards the south end zone. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it is good. 8:25 for the third quarter. Mount Carmel strikes again. They lead Carthenville 35-0 here on the opening round of the 3A playoffs. Back with the Golden Aces kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Reese Laudermilk has it teed up at the 40. Puts his right foot to it, and he drives it. That's going to be into the end zone for a touchback. Woo, that kid's got a leg on him. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 5 plays, 63 yards in 1:42. Appleby, a little wide receiver screen to Bo Stipp. Stipp did the rest, a 36-yard touchdown. The extra point good at the 8:25 mark of the third quarter. 35-0. Mount Carmel. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. Now all of a sudden Carthenville in danger of getting the running clock put on them, potentially. They need to get something going positively offensively. Byetts will give the end around to Jeraven Johnson. Johnson makes one guy miss, and then what good pursuit to the football by Mount Carmel, Carl. They just never give up on the play, and they close quickly.
Good speed. We've seen it on this Mount Carmel team on the offensive side, but also on the defensive side, be it that interception was just a good skill and speed play that they were able to pull off against the Cavaliers.
So Johnson picked up about 6 on the play as Byetts comes back under center. Clock running 7:45 for the third quarter. Hand off to Joe Lewis. He runs right, and he has a Cavalier first down out across the 35 to the 36. Gain of 6 for Lewis. A couple of first downs here in the third quarter for Carthenville. The problem is Mount Carmel's already scored another touchdown. Mount Carmel fumbled their third snap of the game. Cavaliers took over at the Golden Aces 33, picked up a quick first down, but then the drive stalled out. Haven't been able to get anything going since. They run the stretch play with DeLong, and Colton DeLong powers his way out to the Cavi 40 for a gain of 4. It'll be second and about 6 there. Cavaliers starting to move with a little bit more pace now. As Joe Lewis will come out, Jeraven Johnson into the huddle for Carthenville. Byetts from the sideline has the play. Into the Cavi huddle he goes. DeLong is the tailback. Robinson the fullback. As Byatts comes under center. Mount Carmel crowding the line of scrimmage. Handoff goes to DeLong. Colton straight ahead. Finds a seam. Has a first down out across the 50 into Mount Carmel territory at the 49. Gain of 11 for Colton DeLong. He's had a couple of double-digit runs here in the third quarter.
He's picked up his total quite a bit. 90 yards now and 20 carries for Colton DeLong.
6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Two first downs on the drive. First time Carmelville's done that here this afternoon. Power set for the Cavvies. I formation for Byatts. Play action rolling to his right. He's getting strung out. Has time. Passed the football. Now he's just going to air it down the field and incomplete. Overshot his intended targets by about 10 yards. There were two Cavvies there and three Mount Carmel defenders. In the times when Byatts has rolled out, Carl, there's been good coverage in the secondary by the Golden Aces.
Yeah, the coverage has been there every time, it seems like. Cavalier line has done a pretty good job of protecting their quarterback.
Two receivers come to the right side of the Carlinville formation. DeLong is the tailback. Robinson is offset to the left. They will run that way with a pitch to Robinson. He is upended in the backfield. A great open field tackle. Took the legs right from Colton DeLong, and he will be down back at the 46-yard line, a loss of three on the play. And it's going to set up third down. About 11 yards. Actually, I had my yard marker off there, Carl. He's back at the 50, so a loss of one. Byatts fakes to DeLong, rolls to the right, throws in the flat. The catch is made there. First down should be a face mask penalty. Yes, as Aiden Noggle makes the catch. He had his head ripped back, and that'll be a 15-yard face mask penalty on Mount Carmel. When that was right in front of us, Carl, boy, Noggle's head really snapped back. They will get Zach Allen on the face mask. The gain went for a first down to the Mount Carmel 37-yard line. So a pickup of 13. And then with the face mask penalty, 15 more for Carlinville.
And just like that, Cavaliers done something they hadn't done all game. That's put some first downs together.
Three of them on this drive alone after one in the first half. Full house backfield for Byatts and the Cavvies. And whistles before the snap. Carlinville move up front. We've seen a series of pre-snap penalties here this afternoon. As we'll get our official signal here. Nope, they're going to pick up the flag. Inadvertent flag.
Two of them.
So it'll stay first and 10 for Carlinville. And with the penalty on that face mask, the ball is spotted inside the 25 or the 23.
Either that, one seam one way and the other, one seam it the other way, and like, let's just pick it up.
Triple I formation for the Cavaliers. DeLong is the deep back. Byatts runs into the first man through Robinson, able to get the handoff away to Colton DeLong. Colton still on his feet, driving down to the Mount Carmel 16-yard line, a gain of 7. And for the first time today, Carlinville is into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com.
And not true. They made it to the red zone, Tim. But then the penalty knocked them out in the very first drive.
That is correct. They weren't in there for long.
No, they did not stay there. Hopefully they do on this drive and complete it.
Byatts fakes the handoff to DeLong.
Some running
Michael
room.
Going to keep it himself. Has some blocking in front. Turns the corner. Has the first down on the far sideline for Carlinville as Byatts is down at the 10-yard line. A gain of 6. Nice athletic play there from Michael Byatts. It'll be first and goal from the 10 for the Cavvies. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. with the Wabash River behind us, right on the Indiana border. 35-0, Mount Carmel leading Carthenville. Triple I formation for Carthenville. They will motion Lewis out and flags before the snap. I don't think they're going to pick this one up. False start on the Cavvies will be the signal.
Way too many non-forced penalties. I mean, sometimes you're forced to make a penalty on a hold call to save your quarterback or running back. But when you're just moving before the snap, you're not playing smart football.
More pre-snap penalties against Carlinville than you might see in a season, seemingly. They've jumped off sides on defense. False starts on the offensive side. 35-0. Cavvies looking for points. Triple I formation again behind Byatts. First and goal from the 15 now. They will hand two to Long. Colton lost his footing, able to stumble and dive forward. Get something there. A few yards. It'll be second and goal from about the 12. We got three on the carry. This will be the 11th play of the Carthenville drive, by far their longest drive of the day. Game was scoreless through the first 11 minutes and 52 seconds. Mount Carmel scored in the final play of the first quarter and hasn't let their foot off the gas since. Five straight possessions with touchdowns. Byatts fakes the handoff, rolls right, throws out in the flat, catch is made by Noggle, and he is inside the five, down at the four, gain of eight. Nice diving catch there by Aiden Noggle. It'll be third and goal from inside the five.
Second catch in this drive alone by Noggle.
Yeah, his face mask yanked on. That resulted in a big 15-yard penalty.
So he's been a big part of this drive, 21 yards plus that 15.
Now we'll see two plays to get these 4 yards and get into the end zone for Carthenville. Down by 35. Byatts will hand to Lewis, and that's going to work. Tried to run
Sniffed
wide, and he's going to be thrown for a big loss back around the 9-yard line, a loss of five. Carthenville just had no success running to the outside today, and you don't often say that.
Pretty much forces them into, I think, a passing into the end zone play here on fourth down.
Fourth and goal from the 9.
I remember Jack Kessinger from early games when they were in a passing offense. He was good on those third down and longs. How about a fourth and have to have 9?
High formation behind Byatts. They will fake the handoff. Byatts rolls to his right. Short side of the field. Looks end zone. Too tall. And it's intercepted on fourth down in the back of the end zone by Aiden Gill. And he will go down for the touchback. Just too tall for Jeraven Johnson that time, and Carthenville unable to find pay dirt after they had first and goal at the 10. Mount Carmel takes back over with a minute 33 to play in the third quarter. 35-0, Golden Aces. They will take over at their own 20 following the touchback.
Well, the Cavaliers finally had the kind of drive we'd like to see them have all game long, but still could not finish it off. Probably more than doubled their yards from the first half.
Yeah, they started at their own 20. Eventually got all the way down to the 4.
Some of that penalty yards, but still more yards than they had in the whole first half.
North Mac Vandalia airing right now on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. You can also get that online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Caleb Appleby from Shotgun. He will hand to Hadra. The
ball
is out, and let's see ya. Host the Cavaliers there. Did they get on top? It's the fourth time Mount Carmel's put the ball on the ground today. They lost the first fumble as the official out there trying to peel his way through, and the Cavaliers do get the fumble. So Mount Carmel, again, puts the ball on the ground deep in their own end. And it's all been on that very similar play, Carl, where Appleby rolls to his left. Hadra comes back to his right, and they have just had trouble making connection there.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not the Cavaliers forcing the fumble there. It's them actually dropping the ball on the exchange. Cavaliers do get on top of it and have a great opportunity here.
First and goal at the 10. Can they punch it in? And they are in the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers JCB. Score now with JCB at Sievers JCB, online at SieversEquipment.com. Now the ball gets jarred loose from DeLong. I think they're going to say he was down. He was. Well, it's just been tough sledding with this run game for Carthenville. Mount Carmel is big and physical, and they have been controlling the point of attack. Give DeLong a gain of one there. It'll be second and goal from the nine.
DeLong unofficially at 99. Just like to see him busted into the end zone and put him over that 100-yard mark.
Be the ninth time he's done that this year. He will have earned that 100 yards if he can get there. Half a minute, third quarter. Byatt will hand to Colton. DeLong tries to hurdle, winds up caught in the midair, and eventually comes down around the 7-yard line. Tried to jump, got lifted up then. Almost looked like he was on the shoulder of a Mount Carmel defender, almost suspended in the air there. Picks up 2 yards.
That's about as tough a 2 yards as you can get.
It'll be third and goal now. Ball marked at about the 7, and we're going to have a timeout taken. Nope, that's the final play of the third quarter. So after 3 quarters, it is all Mount Carmel here today. They lead Carthenville 35-0. You're listening to the first round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. 3 quarters in the book, and Mount Carmel leading Carthenville 35-0. And then Carthenville takes a timeout right out of the third quarter break. North Mac and Vandalia still scoreless in Vandy. The Vandals had the ball on the 1-yard line and fumbled. That game is live on AM 1540 and FM 106.9, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And, Carl, the longer that game goes along that path, there's no pressure on North Mac there. It is all squarely on the shoulders of the Vandals. The fans get antsy. The players might get a little tight, and next thing you know, North Mac is in perfect position.
Give them credit. Give them credit. That's taking on a undefeated team that really had quite a few big wins this year, including over this Cavalier team.
Think about the Sangamo Conference. Williamsville won big. Moreau Forsyth won big.
That's a big conference, isn't it?
It's a big conference. You got North Mac giving Vandalia all they want in Vandy. Following the timeout, Cavaliers pitch to the left. Bobby Seale tripped up, puts his hand on the ground, keeps his balance, fighting so hard, but the Mount Carmel defense just swarming to the football. And there's just nowhere for Carthenville to go on the ground today. It's going to be fourth and goal. So all they can do just to gain a yard.
Oh, he worked so hard for that. Boy, he's had a lot of great returns for the Cavaliers on those kickoffs, giving them some good field position.
2 yards to the 5. It's fourth and goal from there. Play clock at 15. Cavs going towards that south end zone. High formation. Byatt will hand to Seal. Bobby Seal fighting and churning, stacked up, and he's denied the end zone at the 1 yard line. Wow. First and goal at the 10, and they get down to the 1 and turn it over on downs. This Mount Carmel defense just giving nothing in the run game. Came in talking about the traditional powers of both of these programs. 642 program wins for Carthenville, 634 for Mount Carmel, about to be 635. As the Golden Aces have a player slow to his feet over there on the far side of the field. Looks like that's Kyle Klein. So while they tend to Kyle Klein, we will take a break. We'll come back to the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Mount Carmel starts on their own 1 yard line. Inside handoff to Aiden Gill. Gets a little bit of breathing room out around the 5. Pick up a 4. We approach the 10-15 mark of the ball game. On the ground again, straight ahead again with the carry, and not much there this time. No gain on the play. It'll be third down and about 6 for Mount Carmel.
One thing I've noticed, Tim, good-sized crowd, but they're kind of taken out of it when they're way up that hill. If you notice that, you hear them, but it doesn't seem
if they're not on top
as intense
you.
as it is in a smaller enclosed type of football.
Some of those fans are a long way away.
They are.
It is a pretty quiet atmosphere considering what the home team's doing and how many fans are here. On the ground, Mount Carmel running to the right, and Carmelville shuts it down. It'll be fourth down, so the Cavvy defense does a nice job after Mount Carmel started on their own one-yard line. Inside of 10 minutes for the ball game. Five straight possessions at one point for Mount Carmel with a touchdown, ended with that fumble the last time they had the football. We played 11 minutes and 52 seconds and had no score. It was a back-and-forth affair. Carmelville was in the backfield defensively. They couldn't get much going offensively, but the defense was making things happen. And then a 4th-and-8 play resulted in a touchdown in the final play of the first quarter. It has been all Mount Carmel since that time. Appleby will let the play clock run here as he's going to punt from his own end zone. Nobody back deep for Carlinville. Snap back to Appleby. He gets the punt away. It's angled towards the Mount Carmel sideline on the far side of the field. Takes a Golden Aces roll, and it's going to wind up near midfield and be touched down on the Mount Carmel side of the 50 at the 49-yard line, and that's where Carlinville will take over first and 10. And again, we'll see if they can find a way to get into the end zone. Getting shut out here so far in the opening round of the 3A playoffs.
Had their best offensive quarter, Tim, in that third quarter. Moved the ball down the field. A nice long drive, but then stalled. Got a turnover, and still from inside, starting inside the 10-yard line, still couldn't come up with a touchdown, though.
They've just not been
frustrating.
Able to get, yeah.
It's frustrating day
going
offensive.
Against this Mount Carmel defensive unit. Byatt fakes the handoff, rolls to his left. Now he's going to tuck and run. Byatt will step out of bounds, gets all he can, and I think he has a Cavvy first down. He does. Move the chains for Carlinville as Byatt carries down close to the Mount Carmel 37. We'll call it a gain of 12. He went out of bounds, stops the clock with 9:02 to play in the ball game. 35-0, Mount Carmel leading. High formation behind Byatt. He will hand two to Long. Colton DeLong straight ahead, and he has just had a tough afternoon, Carl. His numbers, he's going to wind up around 100 yards, but, man,
sure.
He has worked hard to get that.
See what he has here, just two or three?
We'll give him two to the 35.
So 103 yards, but that's in 26 carries.
Yeah,
so the average is not where he wants to be.
You
figure you want 5.5 or more in high school.
You give Colton 26 carries, he's usually around 200 yards.
Yes, he'd be way over that 180 to 200 mark by now.
Byatt's back under center. He will fake to DeLong, rolls to his right. He's going to set and throw, looking in zone. Johnson underthrown. Is it intercepted? No, incomplete. Hit the ground.
Well, again, just great coverage by this Mount Carmel Golden Aces. I mean, that defender actually took over the receiver's job and just fielded the ball perfectly and let the ball hit the ground was the only thing.
They've had the complete package here today.
We've seen the speed of them and the size of them.
And we've seen the power of them on that defensive front. They've been winning the battle at the point of attack against this Carlinville offensive line today. About 8.5 minutes to play in the ballgame, 35-0, Mount Carmel. Byatt will hand to DeLong. Colton running left, gets tripped up, dives forward. Still running hard is Colton DeLong. He's close to a Cavvy first down. He's going to be a yard short. It'll bring up fourth down. He is inside of the 30 at about the 28.
Yeah, and Colton DeLong, you got to tip your cap. He's going down, so he dives just to get that extra yard or two almost every time he runs the ball.
Always falling forward.
Always going forward. 7:40
for the ball game. Fourth and a yard from the 28. Byatt will hand two to Long. Colton bounces outside. Oh, he stutter steps a man. He's loose down the sideline, and he has the Cavvy. First down, and Carlinville back in the Seavers Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. First time Colton's really been able to get outside today. He got outside on the first play of the second half, but that's been few and far between here today. got down to the 5 on a gain of 23.
And just like that, he gets his numbers up, but it's going to be too little too late in this particular game.
Triple I formation. They give two to Long. Colton trying to find the end zone. He's going to be shut down short of the goal line here. Gets down close to the 1. We'll call it a gain of 4. It'll be second and goal from there. 7:20 to play in the ball game. The second quarter really is when it got away from Carleton. They just had no answer for the Mount Carmel offense in that second quarter of action. Triple I formation, along the tailback, the deep back. Lewis the second man, Robinson the first man. It'll be a quarterback keeper with Byatt. He goes straight ahead and no signal yet. I don't think he got in. It'll be third and goal from about the 1. But Carmelville's had a number of plays from inside of the Mount Carmel 10-yard line this half. Haven't been able to come up with any points. Triple I formation. Byatt will hand it off to DeLong. Colton DeLong able to get into the end zone for the Cavi touchdown. Their first points of the ball game. A 1-yard touchdown for Colton DeLong at the 6:22 mark of the fourth quarter.
Well, if anybody deserved it, it's a man who's carried the ball 30 times in the game, and that's Colton DeLong. Got him unofficially at 138 yards, and now that touchdown for the Cavaliers.
Now Lonnie Rosentrader on for the point after. Towards the south end zone. The snap is back. The hold is down. Rosentrader's kick is up, and it is good. So with 6:22 to play in the game, Carletonville on the board. It is Mount Carmel 35, Carletonville 7. Cavs need to recover an onside kick when we come back to the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel following these messages on WUSMI. So here comes the Carletonville onside kick. Lonnie Rosentrader has it set to go at the 40. See if the Cavs can get a favorable bounce and get the football back. It's a hard squibber right into the gut of Caleb Appleby, and he recovers the onside kick. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary, 8 plays, 49 yards, and 3 minutes and 7 seconds, a 1-yard Colton DeLong touchdown at the 6:22 mark of the ball game. Rosentrader's point after good, 35-7 Mount Carmel. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carletonville since 1854. And that ball just never took the type of bounce that Carletonville needed it to take.
No, nor did a lot of the plays. Well, you look at it this way, Tim. They were down inside the first and goal. They could have scored, and then they threw an interception instead. But then they recover a fumble inside the 20 and did not score. There was two potential scores.
Here's a handoff to Zeke Hadra, and he is down the far sideline, out of bounds, has a first down inside of the Carletonville 40.
Surprisingly, the one guy they've really done a great job on.
And he got up a little gimpy on the far side of the field there as he carried it down to the 38-yard line, a gain of 15.
Yeah, that was only now 45 yards for their running back for pushing 2,000-yard mark.
As we approach the 6-minute mark here of the ball game. New quarterback in for Mount Carmel, that's Aiden Gill, as they give to Trevor Peterson, and Peterson carries down to the Carletonville 30, gain of 8. Third all-time meeting between these two programs. They split the first two. This one all Mount Carmel here today. They marked Peterson down back at the 33-yard line. Clock running here in the fourth quarter. We're inside of 6 minutes, clock running, 5:39 to play. It was 28-0 at the half. It's 35-7 now, Mount Carmel. Gill will hand it off. That's going to Cade Newkirk, and Newkirk carries for first down yardage inside the Cavalier 30, down to the 28. North Mac Vandalia right now, AM 1540 and FM 106.9, streaming online at WUSMIRadio.com. And last report we had, still scoreless between the Panthers and the South Central Conference champion Vandals. Got the Fighting Illini on 105.3 The Ox today, taking on Rutgers. So a full day of football on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Not going the way Carthenville planned here in Mount Carmel. Aiden Gill under center. He will hand it off to Peterson. Trevor Peterson is hit at the point of attack and down. Ramey Lewis with the stop there, along with Reed Kleeman. Down at the 26, gain of 2. We're inside of 5 minutes to play in the ball game as Mount Carmel taking their time now, milking the clock. And Mount Carmel will be on the road either way next week. If the Vandals win, they'll be in Vandalia. If North Mac can spring the upset, then North Mac and their new turf field will be hosting a second-round playoff game.
I don't think the Golden Aces will mind the speed of a turf field.
No, I don't think
their
so.
Field's almost a turf field as it is.
Yeah, with this tight Bermuda grass. In the backfield, Ramey Lewis and Chase Michaels blow it up as that was Cade Newkirk hit right on the handoff. And you think about Lewis and Michaels, the two big returning starters on this defense from a year ago. They've had solid campaigns. Lewis a senior, Michaels only a junior. Inside of 4 minutes now, 3:40 and counting for the ball game. It's third down and about 12 for Mount Carmel. Play clock at 12. They're doing a good job of working the clock here, getting that play clock down well into the single digits before they snap.
Maybe too good this time. It's down to 2.
Will they get the snap away? Away with 1. Little play action. Gill rolling, throws it out in the flat, dangerous, and it's incomplete. Deflected over there partially by Clay Crow. That'll stop the clock with 3:19 to play, and it'll bring up fourth down. I thought it was going to bring up fourth down. Maybe it's only third down. Yard
Seems
marker
like that
says
had to
third
be third down.
Down.
There it
there
is. It
they,
is.
They flipped it over to fourth down now. So a season that saw Carlinville start 1-3, replacing so many starters. They rebound with 5 straight wins to close the regular year. And just couldn't get much going on the offensive side here today in Mount Carmel. Appleby back in the game, throws a quick little slant, bounces right off the shoulder pads of Bo Stippen. Where was that earlier?
Yeah, Bo Stippen did not miss anything. In fact, he had 5 catches for 156 yards in this game. That one, right on target. Just bounces right off him.
He was right on target, but not a lot of touch. That was a seam.
No, he might have. Well, of course, you do want to get there quick.
You do.
I think he was running before he caught it, though, because it hit his upper body.
Hit him right off the shoulder pads. McCronville takes over with 3:14 to play, trailing 35-7. And will start at their own 29-yard line. Byatt's little play action, rolling to the left. Needs to get turned around. He's going to throw deep, looking for Johnson, and it is incomplete. He overthrew Johnson by about 5 yards, and it was almost intercepted over there as Patberg was actually closer to the football than Jerraven Johnson.
Like I say, we've seen some pretty good coverage by this Golden Aces team.
They appear to be a complete ball club, Carl, which, I mean, they're 8-1, so it's not really surprising that that would be the case, but you can see they got the ability on both sides of the ball to make plays in a variety of ways. Defensively, very impressive.
Yeah.
They really flow to the football, and with that big defensive front, clog up potential running lanes as DeLong slips as he put his foot in the ground, and he will lose a couple of yards.
They don't seem to be like an overpowering front line, but they stay with it, you know, and they just don't give up on much.
Effective.
Very effective, and offensively, they obviously show very big play capability in a lot of different ways, quarterback, running backs, and receivers.
They will be a tough out next week, whether it is Vandalia or North Mac. Byatts comes under center. 2 minutes, 25 seconds for the ball game. Byatts rolling to his left again. Plants, throws. Looking for Noggle, and cut off his route, and again, well overthrown on the deep ball.
That one, neither defender nor receiver knew where it was.
That'll bring up fourth down, and Lonnie Rosentrater will come back on the field for the Cavaliers to punt it away. He's been busy today.
But like you say, a good comeback from the Cavaliers from a tough start this season.
I mean, you start 1-3. That's an uphill battle the rest of the way. There's no margin for error. Good kick by Rosentrater, hauled in by Trevor Medina. And Medina inside the 40. He's going to reverse field, still on his feet, gets through a leg tackle, cuts it back again, and now he's finally going to be corralled at the 40-yard line. He did a lot of running to gain about 3 yards. We have 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the ball game. Mount Carmel leading 35-7 over Carlinville, and Vandalia has taken a 7-0 lead over North Mac.
Game has to be fairly late, I would assume, since we had said start time, correct?
We did. And you know, you don't see that low scoring of a game when the weather's as nice as it is today. Nokomis won an 8-0 game in week 9, but that was played in the monsoon.
That was. I think it took a bizarre play to even set it up, if I recall.
Aiden Gill back at quarterback for Mount Carmel. They will hand it off. That is Peterson carrying to the right, and Carlinville able to shut it down with Chase Michaels and Ramey Lewis after a short game.
A couple more plays. And
nearing the 100-second mark of the ball game. The second quarter, the difference. Basically 4 touchdowns in the second quarter. The first touchdown came in the last play of the first quarter. Then 3 consecutive possessions in the second quarter resulted in touchdowns. And just like that, it was 28-0 Mount Carmel. That was their halftime score. They added one more early in the third quarter. Cavaliers answered late in the fourth with their first touchdown. So it's 35-7, 80 seconds for the ball game. Gill under center. He will hand to Peterson running left with a spin, and Carlinville has that shut down. And the Carlinville defense started so strong in this game, Carl. They were in the backfield making plays, forcing Mount Carmel to make some mistakes and put the football on the ground. But it's like once that fourth down play happened at the end of the first quarter, everything
That's right.
changed with that play.
From that point on, they scored those 4 straight touchdowns.
Just 45 seconds left for Carlinville here in their 2019 season. It'll end with another playoff appearance. First time in 8 years they won't win at least one playoff game. They had a 7-year streak of winning a playoff game snapped here today as Aiden Gill takes a knee, and your final is going to be Mount Carmel 35, Carlinville 7. The Golden Aces handle the Cavies here today, just shut down that running game, and Carlinville couldn't get anything going on the offensive side. So your final here from the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel, the Golden Aces beat the Cavies 35-7. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Well, for the final time this year, the Carlinville Cavaliers will huddle up at the 35-yard line as their season comes to a close here in Mount Carmel today in the opening round of the 3A playoffs. 35-7 was the final. And Carl, we think back, you know, the first 11 minutes of this ball game, it was back and forth. Both teams were making plays on the defensive side of the ball, and then on the last play of the first quarter, Mount Carmel goes for it on 4th and 8. They score a 38-yard touchdown from Appleby to Stipp, and that really just kind of set things in motion with a series of big plays. Appleby got a 59-yard run, then he found Stipp for another 47-yard touchdown, then found Stipp again for a 36-yard touchdown. So it was just a series. Talk about the floodgates being open. That's essentially what happened at the end of that first quarter.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And the Cavaliers' offense just was nothing. They got that one first down and end up, you know, that was pretty much most of the yards they got the whole half. They only picked up that 57 yards and a half. And that just gave the Golden Aces the ball over every 4 plays, and they took advantage of it.
They had, after they scored in that final play of the first quarter, Carlinville punted, pinned them at the 10-yard line. 2 plays, 90 yards later, they were in the end zone. That made it 14-0. Following another Cavalier punt, 5 plays, 44 yards. They were in the end zone, 21-0. Then a 3-play, 82-yard drive late in the first half made it 28-0.
I mean, some of these touchdowns, they're pretty close in times, if you notice. There wasn't much time in between some of those touchdowns, and it's like the game just, boom, instantly was turned around.
Four touchdowns basically in a 10-minute stretch.
Yeah, and that definitely was the game as it turned out.
So as we look at some of the numbers for Carletonville, Colton DeLong, who had a phenomenal senior year as the feature back for Carletonville, he ends with a big number, but boy, did he carry it a lot.
He carried it a lot, 30 times in that game, 138 yards. He does at least get the reward of the one touchdown that the Cavaliers scored. And in that one, they're really a good drive, too. It was, what, from the 15, I think they started? But they drive all the way. Aiden Nagy was a big help. He had two catches, and really that was the only two catches of the game. So he picks up 21 yards on the ground. He also had Colton Robinson with 7 yards on the ground. Lewis had a yard. Boyce had 11 total yards and threw for 21 yards. Just not an overpowering offense. And really the first half was the key. They just did not ever get the ball moving after the first down of that first half.
We saw them make the offensive philosophy switch probably about after week four, I think, is when it was. They got away from the spread, went to the power run. It might have actually been before week four, but since that time, they've been able to impose their will on teams. The offensive line played so well throughout the year. But today, you know, I mean, Don Borgini said years ago, it comes down to blocking and tackling.
Sure.
And today, Mount Carmel just blocked and tackled better than Carletonville.
Yeah, I mean, the opening series, Carletonville wasn't getting a big hole, but their line was pushing them for that 3-4 yards, and that got them the quick first down. And they almost had a second first down, but a penalty moved them back. And that just stopped the game. And from that point on, they just seemed to be back and forth, kind of evened up. Like you say, the Cavaliers' defense forced the early turnovers, Tim, and almost others that they lost the ball but recovered it themselves. But they didn't get in the backfield after that. And then guess who took over the game? Appleby.
Yeah,
once they weren't hitting him before the play started, bad things happen, and happen fast.
Yeah, and he had a couple of big runs right up the gut on those quarterback keepers. And those, I mean, looking back on now as he rushes for 110 yards, you look back at a couple of those big runs up the gut, Carl.
Oh,
now
yeah.
It's easy to say, boy, those were kind of backbreakers.
26, 59, and 33. Two of them are touchdowns. That's 110 yards on the ground. And then he's also 10 out of 11 passing for 218 yards. And Stiff, of course, caught three touchdowns and 156 yards and just five catches. Those are huge numbers. And you got to remember, he didn't catch these, you know, they weren't 47 yards in the air. They were little screen passes, and he just ran, you know, a quick out, and boom, he just broke tackle, and then no one could catch him.
You know, we came into the game not really knowing what to expect from Mount Carmel as they make the ascension up the 120 steps towards the school building here. But after seeing them play, they're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think they're a superpower team. Like I say, the line was pretty equal play, but they have the big play capability, and that's a scary thing. And remember, the Cavaliers just did a great job on their all-pro kind of halfback. He did not gain but 45 yards.
Hadrick.
Yeah, 45 yards in 12 carries. So they might have overkeyed on him. As it comes down, they did stop him, but unfortunately it cost him, I think, in other ways.
So Mount Carmel improves to 9-1. They will either be at Vandalia or at North Mac. The Vandals leading North Mac 7-0. That game live right now on AM 1540 and FM 106.9, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. So Carletonville season comes to a close at 6-4. Want to thank Chad Easterday. He's always so gracious with his time during the football season, so we thank him for all the time he gives us on Saturday mornings and as we get prepared for the ball games. Class act is Chad Easterday, and his Cavaliers came up on the short end today as Mount Carmel beats the Cavies 35-7. We want to thank our football sponsors. Without them, none of this is possible. You know, we had so many great sponsors throughout the year. We love them all, and without them, we don't bring you any high school sports. So when you hear our sponsors during our broadcast, make sure you go out and patronize those businesses, because they are the ones who allow us to bring these games to you throughout the high school sporting season. We'll see if North Mac can come back and beat Vandalia. If not, we will be done with our high school football coverage for the year. We'll have girls high school basketball on the radio coming up on the 19th of November, our traditional opener with Litchfield at Nokomis. That'll be November 19th right here on FM 106. And, of course, the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer will quickly be here December the 14th at Lincolnwood High School this year. You'll be hearing more about that here in the coming days and weeks. But again, the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, December 14th at Lincoln Wood. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced this afternoon's playoff action here on WQSMI FM 106. Your final once again from the Snake Pit in the Wabash River Valley. Mount Carmel beats Carletonville 35-7. For Carl the Bar, this is Tim Mize. We say so long from Mount Carmel.